Barcelona.
Oh, if only he'd chosen you.
Freddie Mercury, and I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right, but Montserrat Caballé, is it?
Caballé, I think, but that's pretty good so far, right. Yeah.
Well, what an incredible fusion of rock and opera. A natural progression for where Queen were with their music, wasn't it? And Freddie had one of those most original voices in rock music. In lots of ways, this song reminds me of when I was young and my mother was always singing opera around the house, you know. It's just fabulous. I love this song. Every time it comes on the radio, wherever I am in the world, it's just, oh, mummy.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. It's obviously your house when you were growing up was just filled with music.
It really was, you know, and I got three sisters, two brothers, and everybody was into a different kind of music. Like some of the first music that I heard, apart from the opera with my mother on the old 78 records that she used to have, was like Elvis Presley with my brother. He'd be rolling up the carpet and dancing to "There Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog," you know, and all that. And Marlene was into like Frank Sinatra. My other sister was into the Beatles and all the 60s bands. And then I got into my own kind of music then.
But all these influences coming
all
together.
It was inevitable that some of us became singers, because I'm not the only one in the family that's a singer.
So it's obvious it was there. It's in the genes. Right, next it's Joe Cocker singing "With a Little Help from My Friends."
Oh, yeah. There have been many covers of the Beatles songs, and there, but who can forget how passionately Joe sang this in Woodstock? So very different from the original. And incredible. Yeah. I'll never forget seeing him, you know, like his face covered in sweat and the passion he put into this.
It was contorted, wasn't it?
Absolutely amazing, you know. And to make a cover of a Beatles song and completely change it takes some doing, doesn't it? And actually, I'll never forget the night that I had with Joe Cocker drinking one night, and his manager had to carry us to bed. Separately, I might add.
Oh, yes, of course. We always assume that. But in many ways, you're similar singers in a way, aren't you? I mean, I think he's a sort of male Bonnie Tyler, isn't he?
Yes, he's a male Bonnie Tyler.
I'm not sure how happy he'd be to hear that. But
shut up.